Ivy, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, when you're talking about how, apart from the Indians that were brought here, everyone else in the area was white. Was there any issues growing up that you noticed about, no?
No, they went to the high school. There were guys in town, and they still do. There's a lot of bashing, but it's not the same thing as being prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like making fun, and it goes back and forth. I have friends that are constantly say something about the fact that I'm a Native American. You know, they're always saying something, but it's in jest. And I take it that way. I give it back to them. They have nationalities too, and they're defective. We aren't the only ones that are I've got a German friend. He's lost almost as many wars as we have. So it's that's not a problem.
No.
There's it's funny though, the Native Americans who have been here have all had drinking problems.
That have been here and the farm?
Been here and in the town. Because my dad brought them all here at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had drinking problems. I can only think of one woman who doesn't, and she's a nurse in the Bassett Hospital. She's a OR nurse. And Dad helped her get her degree. And she went through a period when she drank quite a bit, but all the others had major to the point where they probably died from it. And that's the prevalent Indian problem.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference whether it's here or on any of the reservations. The Pine Ridge Reservation is the worst in the country.
Yeah.
I was just reading some articles yesterday about it.
Did you ever see that here when they were here?
When Smokey was here, he had a terrible, a high school student. I remember stories about him and coming in drunk late at night.
Yeah.
I was young at that time and not necessarily aware of what was going on, but my mother used to tell me stories about him. At that time, we had a stairway that went up the back of the house, and so he could come in. And my parents' room was over here, which is a long ways away, and he would come in the back and fall asleep in the end bedroom. And my mother would get him up in the morning to milk the cows, because my grandfather had died. And Smokey would get out of bed and go to the barn and go to the haymow and go back to sleep. So she'd have to go out and dig him out of the haymow to milk the cows. And it was because he had stayed out all night and he was drunk. And he did that for a long time, and then he left. And he got married and left. And he still continued his drinking. And then one day he was coming out of a bar in Richfield, and he walked out in front of a car, and it broke his legs. And he survived, and, you know, his legs healed, and he quit drinking just like that. After he never drank another time, and to this day, he won't go in a restaurant that serves alcohol.
Wow.
Quite an amazing change for a guy who was an alcoholic.
What kinds of things did you do as a young adult or a boy for fun?
Around here?
Yeah.
No, you're getting personal. we used to go on trips. Dad used to, when he was home. Of course, my dad was always gone during the week. His job always, he was in New York City or Albany or Washington, and he would come home on weekends. During the week, I was involved with my friends in the school or down at the lake or... I can't think of anything else. It was either home or school or at the lake. But he took us on trips. I can remember going skiing or going up into the Adirondacks. He took us to Cimarron, New Mexico one time. Took my sister and I to New Mexico to the Boy Scout Jamboree out in Cimarron, and that was fun. That was the biggest trip that we ever went on as a family.
Were you a Boy Scout then?
No. But my dad was on the board of directors of the Boy Scouts, so we went out there. That was kind of interesting because I met some of my cousins from Pine Ridge. They were out there, one of the chiefs and a couple of my cousins who I didn't know until I met them out there. And I haven't seen them since.
Did you know they were going to be there, or was that just coincidence?
Just, Dad introduced me to them. Jim Ironcloud, Paul Fasthorse, and Richard Yellowboy. I remember them to this day, and I have no idea what happened to them. Jim Ironcloud was a chief, great, big, ugly-looking chief. I was 12 years old, and he was a huge guy. And he wore his headdress quite often. And, of course, when I got together, Dad would be off at a meeting somewhere, and my sister and mother would be off somewhere. And so I'd go play with these guys, wherever they happened to be, and they'd be speaking their native language, which kind of disturbed me a little bit because, you know, we're joking around, but they aren't speaking my language. Mm-hmm. And I knew some of their language had to do with me. But they were good kids, but I never, after that trip, I never heard anything more about them. Of course, from the mortality rate on Pine Ridge, God only knows what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever been out to Pine Ridge?
No. Well, like I said, I've owned land and never seen it. I've seen it on the computer, and I've talked to my cousin who rents it from me, who leases it from me. But I've never been there. And my cousin, who lives about 15 minutes away, has land next to mine, and he's never seen it either.
Is it your cousin that's renting it, is he native? Is he from Pine Ridge?
Yeah. He has 14,000 acres there. Wow. And he rents our property for grazing.
What does he have? What kind of animal livestock does he have?
It's beef cows. Beef. He also, I don't think he does anymore. He has a daughter, and he follows the rodeo circuit, I guess.
Oh. I suppose, is there anything that you wanted to add at all? I mean, that we haven't touched on, or anything you feel I haven't asked about that's kind of important?
No, all the important things I think we've discussed. As I've said before, this is basically the Wyckoff farm.
Yeah.
This isn't the Bruce farm. The Wyckoffs brought this place to fruition, and we've lived here. We've maintained it. We love it. But it's been kind of a colossal thing, you know. It's, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if we didn't love it, we wouldn't still be here. As I said before, my mother had the opportunity to get rid of it back in 1960 or 65 or somewhere around in there. And we didn't at that time. Her father, when he died, before he died, said, get rid of it because it'll eat you up. Well, it's a give and take thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's great place to live, and you got to pay a price for it, and what the heck. It's better. I sometimes think of the alternative. Where would I like to live if I didn't live here? I don't want to live in Tornado Alley. I don't want to live where there are hurricanes. I don't want to live where there are snakes. I don't want to live where it's winter all the time. And this part of the country, I mean, we have winter for, 6 months a year?
Mm-hmm.
It's not radical.
No.
I mean, you go out Colorado, they have 5 feet of snow and overnight. We've had that happen twice in my lifetime, and hopefully I won't see it again. But
hopefully not this winter or next winter.
Well, the way it's rained this year, people are concerned about what kind of a winter we're going to get if it rains as hard and as long as it, I mean, if it snows as hard and as long as it rained this year.
Yeah.
We'd have quite an accumulation.
Yeah. How do you feel about it being sold off?
Mixed.
Mixed.
We have 5 acres over here that we've retained. We surveyed 3 parcels. The one we're on, there's another one over there, and there's 5 acres over there on that hillside. And our thought is that maybe we'll sell these 2 and build a house over there so that we will retain, you know, mm-hmm. part of the property without just totally, you know, liquidating everything. Yeah. But it's, I don't know, we're just in the thinking process right now. The older you get, you start thinking about, well, the people that live in the apartments I take care of are retired people for the most part. They walk into those apartments every day. They don't have to worry about weather,
mm-hmm.
repairs. They make one checkout once a month, covers everything. Other than that, they get up and go to bed every day.
Yeah.
That looks intriguing. I might be totally bored after about a month, though. There's nothing to fix. Nothing's broken down. You know, the driveway doesn't need to be plowed. The deer aren't running on the back lawn. I don't know. I'd probably miss all those things.
So the idea is to stay here, at least on the property, a portion of the property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe we won't get rid of it at all. I don't know. You know, it's been for sale for a 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And it's an expensive piece of property. And, of course, the financial situation of the country is coincided with the time that we've had it on the market. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But there are people looking. There are people from New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts, and they're looking to trade that apartment house for something like this. But like I said, it's a change.
Yeah.
Take on a lot of responsibility if you're not used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And in the city, they have no concept of what goes on out here. What kind of responsibilities you're... Are you from the city, or...?
I'm from a small town, but I lived in town.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had family friends, or friends that lived on, grew up on farms, but for the most part, I grew up in a town.
Well, is there an...
If there's nothing else that you want to add, I think this is a good point to end. So,
if there's anything more you want to talk about, you can get a hold of Mel.
Okay.
I'll come down and talk to you. You don't have to drive up here because you'll probably forget something.
Hopefully not again. Well, thank you very much for participating. So,
no problem. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, lots of great information. So lots of great stories.
Well, I hope
too.
So. I remember when I was doing the book for my dad, the woman who wrote the book put one of those down in front of me one day, and I've never been interviewed as such. And normally I find it very difficult to... You just have to forget that it's there.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can... You're afraid that if you hesitate, you know, it's being played back, you know? So what do you do with this? You transcribe it and...
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to...